This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We all know some of the companies that have profited from the disruptions caused by the pandemic. Amazon, Zoom, flour mills, at least back when so many of us started baking to keep our sanity. Here's another industry that's been booming, private equity. The investment firms that buy big companies, often with lots of debt, revamp them, and then try to sell them off at a big profit. Private equity firms are on pace to invest a record $1 trillion in U.S. companies this year, according to an industry trade group. Marketplace's Matt Levin looked into what that could mean for you and me.
Maybe you can't name a specific private equity firm, but you may know some of the companies they own pretty intimately.
Many people may be familiar with the company called Spanx.
That's Drew Maloney, who heads the private equity trade association called the American Investment Council. The grocery chain Albertsons and the dating app Bumble are also owned by private equity firms. And where do those firms get the money to buy these companies?
The investors are largely pension funds across America, endowments, college endowments, private endowments.
The biggest private equity players, like the Blackstone Group, combine that investor money with lots of debt, which the company they buy is expected to pay back. And that's partly why private equity is thriving right now, says Borju Esmer at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School.
It is mostly because the interest rates have been low.
Debt is cheap. And meanwhile, because of the pandemic,
potential candidates to be bought. I mean, when you think about companies, if it's family-owned businesses, these are the baby boomers and they are retiring.
This all sounds very familiar to Eileen Applebaum, co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research and a longtime industry critic. The years before the Great Recession were also a private equity heyday. Firms gobbled up major retailers like Toys R Us and loaded them with debt.
They all made money out of owning Toys R Us. It's just the workers, the communities, the lenders. Those are the people who lost.
Toys R Us ended up going bankrupt, but Applebaum says the private equity firms that bought it still charged their investors hefty fees. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.